107.9.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And good morning. Happy Saturday, everybody. Back in the saddle again. It's another Saturday morning, but I'm here. We're here. Hey, good morning.
The team's all here.
The team's all here, and we got a special guest in the studio this morning who doesn't want to talk, so we'll just leave him on the side over there.
Okay.
But joining us this morning is Charles Bennett, my brother from Homestead, Florida. So here we are.
Homestead.
Hey, it's been a great week, guys. There's a lot going on as usual. And Jarman, with some of the things that we talked about preparing for the show, first of all, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to just thank him for this opportunity. Safe travels to and from wherever I've been the last few days.
The last few months?
But it's all good. It's all good, you guys. And Steve, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Life treating you okay?
Life as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah, great, great.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. And you know, it's back to school time. It's back to school. Like, there's kids here in Duval County start back to school Monday, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what's going on with the kids? I know number one, I want to ask everybody, you know, when we start back to school, I know we're in a hurry trying to get to work and things, but you know, drive safely and watch out for the kids going to and from school. And you know, right now it's summertime, so it's light outside, so you should be able to see them. But take your time and watch them in the crosswalks and outside the crosswalks. So.
Well, yeah, I agree. We definitely need to slow down on University Boulevard. Not at school starting. I mean, we need to slow down on
go.
University Boulevard.
Is that right, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're driving too fast.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Can't run over these kids.
No. They're having a difficult enough time as it is.
Oh, goodness gracious.
John, you got a couple that's going back to school also, don't you?
Yes. They don't start on Monday, though. They start on, Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So we're just gearing them up just over the summer, even close to the end of the summer, just throughout the summer, just preparing them, not allowing just a whole lot of lag time. You know, they mm-hmm. still need to read and keep that education piece going.
Right. So what grade are they in?
They're going to my oldest, Elias. He's going to the fourth grade.
Wow, already?
He's going to the first grade, yes.
Yeah, but it's always it's always good because it's positive peer interactions, and that's what we want to encourage our students this year. You know, just some positive peer interactions, open up their minds to learn, you know, and to grow, and so these school grades can increase, and hopefully, you know, some of the structuring that they have in the school year this year. And new curriculums and, mm-hmm. and some of this mental health that we've read about that's going to be integrated into, I guess, the day-to-day with the students will help overall improvement.
Well, great. And Doc, what's going on with you? I know you don't have any kids going to school.
They're coming out of school, right? You have graduations.
Oh, y'all got them graduating from college.
Going into the work world. They've been prepared, though. See, they have supportive
parents. I hope they're going into work world.
Hell.
Are you going to support them then? They don't need to go.
You know, Jamin is our spiritual advisor on the radio. On a serious note, we've all been traveling. It's been a busy summer. And what I, Jamin, why don't you lead us in a prayer, you know, to get us set for the year,
especially with
kids going back to school,
coming off
vacations. Do it up for us.
All right. Well, let's look to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just want to praise you and glorify you and honor you because you are worthy, God. And we ask that you cover these children as they get ready to go back to school, cover their minds and their hearts, Lord, and be with the teachers and all of the leaders who are have their hand in anything that these students may need. So help us to meet them at their point of need so that they can grow and improve and be better just in every area of their life. Help them socially and with these behaviors and mental health, and help us to be serious about it and see it and do something about it, God. So empower us all. We thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. All right, then. There you go. You can't get much better than that, starting the day off. And, we talked about going back to school, it's a great, wonderful thing. Anytime that we can get our kids better education, it's great. But
what about the facilities?
And that's where I was going, Doc. We still having challenges with these facilities. I'm hearing and reading about the amount of work that has been done over the summer at the schools, that repairing the air conditioning and windows and all of those types of things, and they're spending an inordinate amount of money repairs, and it takes us back to the fact that we're being held hostage on the half-cent sales tax to repair and rebuild the schools here in Duval County, and that's a shame. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that folks don't know about. So you need to be in touch with your school district leaders and finding out what you can do, in the form of writing letters, giving financial support or whatever you can do to help them get this sales tax on the ballot, and whether it's in November 2019 or 2020, it needs to get going. Charter schools are great, but our public schools are paid for by public dollars. So let's make sure that we are out there and supporting what's going on with the district, and encouraging our council and mayor to work with the school board and not against them. Doc, what are you hearing?
Well, I do know that coming up Wednesday, there will be a special meeting in the city council chambers along with the Duval County School Board to hash out some of the differences that between the two. I'm hopeful. I hope this is not all about the money. It seems to me that the way things are happening, it centers around who will share in the benefits of that. For example, we know that we need to build new schools and we need to renovate schools, et cetera, but we never talk about who's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our entrepreneur program and how we want entrepreneurs to be involved and receive contracts, Larry. I mean, who is monitoring, who will monitor, how they distribute the contracts and how are they going to involve all of the community in ways to make money?
Yes.
We live in America in a capitalistic society. Believe me, it's all about the money. I don't care what the issue is. You look up behind the door, and there's some money involved.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about who this, that, and other. I'm going to continue with the count. on the homicide rate. You know.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
You just segued right out of Well, wait. I wanted to ask you something. When you're talking about the money, and we read Larry in the news that there's a bill that seeks a mayor appointed Duval school board, and the bill also does the rezoning of the school district. So would that affect the money? You know, if there's a rezoning, certain zones would that change?
Well, you know, come on, let's not get too excited about that. I mean, that's another diversion tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you throw that out so people can run and get. Listen, they're not going. The mayor is not going to support appointing school board members. I mean, I cannot believe that the judicial system and the lawyers in this town will stand by and allow the mayor to change the charter in order for him to select
the school board. The Duval County
I mean, you
school
think
board.
About that now.
So that takes away the voters, choose.
What Doc, I think, is pointing to is that in order for that to happen, number one, you have to have a change in the charters. The school charter, you have to also have it changed in the state legislature, if I'm correct.
Of course.
And so it's more than just saying, you know, this is what we want to see happen. These are again, distractions.
Well, a state representative introduced it. So
that state representative is a good friend of Curry.
and of course, the state representative also wanted to take over the management of the Duval
Absolutely.
County School Board.
Exactly.
So that's nothing unusual for legislators and bureaucrats to come up with these grandiose ideas that impact our community. Yet, as a community, we don't have a mechanism for providing input into what's going on in the city that impact our lives.
Right.
So we need to look at this Neighborhood Bill of Rights. And we need to pull it, you know, take the dust it off and find a way to allow people and allow citizens to participate in these decisions.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that we fail to look at. And again, if we're at these meetings, and we've been encouraging folks since we got on this show to go down and participate in your city council meetings, your yes. school board meetings. That's where the rubber meets the road. And don't just go down there when there's an alarm out that, oh, the mayor's going to be appointing folks. No, let's go down there every time they have a meeting.
Sure.
and make sure attend these committee meetings, you know, at the city council and at the school board, because that's where the decisions are being made. Once you get there on a Tuesday night, the decisions have already been made. Votes are basically cast in stone. So, you know, you're just there as flower dressing, window dressing, and not being a part of the actual participation.
You're right. You're right on. I happen to fall. There was a meeting earlier this week with the Downtown Investment Authority. I said, well, let me show up, see what's going on
right.
down there. I showed up down there, man. They approved a company to receive the land pretty much free of charge in La Villa to build some more apartments.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to come back to that.
Pretty much free of charge.
We're going to have to come back to that. We're going to have to come back to that.
Pretty much free of charge.
So this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. I'm Larry Williams in the studio with Jarman Leitner and Dr. Yes. Richard Danford. If you want to call in, join in on the conversation, is 904-831-1079. And we'll be back after some inspirational music.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
The ultimate gospel experience.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right. Oh,
his fortune. God showed up
and gave him a portion.
And gave him my portion.
Yeah.
Say, I made it all right.
I made it all right.
Say, I made it all right. The God that brought me out,
he is
still making a way.
Yeah.
I made it. Anybody in here?
Anybody in here?
You know that you made it.
All right, we're back, and this is Praise 107.9 FM and the Empowerment Hour, and we're going to really empower you guys this morning because we got a lot of stuff on the skillet, and it's hot and it's burning, so we're going
to
get
we're
back.
We're heading to the promised land.
Jarman and Doc, there's some news that kind of struck our attention about the roundup of immigrants over in Mississippi.
Wait a minute. Now.
Wait.
Are we talking about roundup that you kill the weeds with? You know that.
Not Monsanto. No, we're talking about
ISIS.
ISIS, brother. And I think we were talking about it off the air, where ICE went out into Mississippi and did one of the largest, not one, the largest roundup of illegal immigrants, quote unquote, ever. And they found.
Are they part of the invasion that we've been hearing about?
Yeah, I think they. But not the new invasion. This must have been the old invasion because these folks have been working for years in Mississippi, doing the type of labor that no one else has wanted to do. You know, working on the chicken farms, as Doc would say, and harvesting crops and all those types of things. But all of a sudden, it's like, okay, let's go and do a roundup and see how many we can get. And I think they wound up with about over 600 people.
God.
Wow. Where did it report where they took them? Where they're?
Well, you know, they don't ever tell us where they take them.
This is. let me say, this is not exactly the same, obviously, but let's think back over 400 years ago when they were rounding up color folk and on the slave ships and bringing us over here.
Absolutely, okay? Absolutely.
Round up.
Yes.
Okay. So now the country is great again, and so we want to push everybody out.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is. It is. And you know, it's always interesting to me is that, the roundup of illegal immigrants is always focused on people of color. You know, when you talk about the Hispanics and others that have, migrated and again, doing the type of labor that many Americans and including African Americans have shied away from. I don't know whether we thought we were too good for it or what, but that's a whole other
subject. What about people from Europe?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They never do a roundup of them, even though they're arrived in America the same way as the ones that they're rounding up now. So it's a weird situation. But, you know, we need to be aware and well aware of what's going on around us all the time because, if you don't know what's going on, you're going to always be ignorant to the truth.
Well, you have to be careful. You have to be vigilant, and you need to stay woke. While all of this craziness is going on, they're making some significant changes in Washington.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
In regards to voting.
Yes.
I mean, we've
making
got
changes to the voting laws?
Oh, yeah. And obviously, you see what's going on in Florida. They don't want the people who've been incarcerated to vote.
Right. Even though the voters have already said that they want them to vote and restore their rights.
That was a bill that was actually on the ballot that was voted
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Yeah. The
bill
still spoke.
Not being
well, it's another,
recognized.
You know, it reminds me of this, what's going on in City Hall in terms of the rules that say shall. Sometimes shall means may. Mm-hmm. So The same thing.
The semantics of things.
The semantics of things. Yeah. Thank you, John. I told you, boy. Golly, where would we be without you, girl? If it had not been.
What, no, for the Lord.
Where would we be? All right.
Only because
what else is going on, John, in around this area?
Well, you know, we're talking about the things that have to do with money, everything, some of these changes, bills being introduced, you know, reallocation of district lines and things that are just being proposed. Florida is allegedly illegally kicking people who are Medicaid eligible off of health insurance, and they have done this. And I'm wondering, is that in reference to money? I mean, they didn't know this.
So you wonder if it's in reference to money. Okay.
Well, it's the people were actually just the coverage ended before they were even given the notice. They didn't go through the proper process in order to determine whether they could continue right. their eligibility. So there's a lawsuit.
They have to prove that they're a cripple?
All of them aren't necessarily crippled, but they have guidelines that they have to meet in order for the Medicaid to continue. So they just terminated a lot of people's Medicaid, and they ended their health care, their health insurance. And so there's a lawsuit.
Wasn't that in response to a young man that was that moved here from another state that was on Medicaid or something, and when he got here, even though he was receiving his Medicaid in another state, when he moved here in Florida, state changed their they just said arbitrarily that, hey, you're not qualified and we're going to kick you off the roll. So a group of citizens got together and filed a class action lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And that's what sometimes is required, is that we must go in and file these lawsuits when necessary to regain our freedom, and sometimes, you know, to have an equitable distribution of resources.
But I thought that's why we elect people to represent us in a positive way.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just thinking, as I look around, there are so many instances where our elected officials are not doing things, and they're not making decisions in our best interest.
Absolutely.
It seems as though they're in the best interest of someone else, of the power.
Yep.
And maybe in terms of who you give campaign contributions
there
to.
There you go.
Maybe that's how you get a contract. Maybe what I need to do is maybe I need to come up with $25,000 or $50,000 to support a candidate. Then I'm in line to receive some benefits, because it's all about the money. So do you have, it's just like you all grew up on the farm, me from Georgia.
Yeah.
You have to prime the pump, right?
That's right. All the time.
In order to get water out of that pump, you got to pour a little in order to get it started,
that's
right?
That's right.
Is that what, are we coming to that?
You might be on
America.
Something.
I think I'm on to something?
I think we're already
all
there.
All right, man. I tell you, working in the tobacco fields, man. It'll make, man, when you think about those hot days, Larry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Out there in those cotton fields picking those peaches, man, you better be ready.
Working through Alma, Georgia, and Scriven and Waycross and Black Ludacris and Jessup and Alma. Huh? Count the rolls.
That's right. And I tell you what, my brother's right here. He'll tell you, we used to do that baling that hay, man, for $3 a day, sun up to sun down, and that was
not
fun.
But look at you guys. Made you better Americans.
Yeah, well,
boy, I tell you.
Well, you're on fire this morning, Doc.
It's working, boy.
Hey, before I forget, we're going to have a special guest coming on about
8:30,
man. Yeah. Come on.
He's been traveling so much, he doesn't know what time zone he's in.
8:30, and his name is Barry. They're doing a play here. It's, I think it's tonight. Or next Saturday night, one of these nights.
It's the 17th.
Okay.
Yes, it's August 17th.
And when is the 17th? That's next Saturday, right? That's not this week, is it?
No.
I don't know. Shoot. It's on the 17th.
Next week.
All right.
Weekend.
So they're
Divorce
doing a show here.
In Us.
That's the title of the
Divorce and Us. So So if you're interested in seeing a dynamic play,
divorce. Listen, you're talking about
divorce, like, you know,
leaving your wife.
Yes, or your husband.
Oh no, okay.
It's your spouse.
I'm
trying
trying to hold on to
or your significant other, whatever you want to call it. But anyways,
or your pet nowadays. People marrying their pets. You know, you never know. People are actually having weddings to their, you know, getting married to their pets. But anyway,
all right. Well, he's going to join us here at 8:30 or so, and tell us about the play, and if you're interested, he'll give you information about buying tickets. It's going to be held right here at the Salem Center, so that's
really
going to be interesting. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. When we come back, we need to talk about the dogs that they're going to retire because they won't be able to. You know, talk about what's happening in the marijuana.
All right. Oh, there we go. Back at the marijuana. So here we go. To get your donut and be ready to go.
Your hemp nut.
Yeah. This is Praise 107.9 FM 904-831-1079. You want to join in on the conversation? We'll be back after some more inspirational music.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my faith waver now. Change don't always feel good.
Back here on the Empowerment Hour, and it's Larry Williams live in the studio with Dr. Danford, Doc, and Jarman Leitner. Hey guys, it's another Saturday morning.
Yes, a wonderful Saturday morning.
And we're heating up the airways. We're going to bring a little levity to the conversation here right now with Barry, who has a play coming up here at the Salem Center on August 17th. And welcome to the Empowerment Hour, Barry. What's going on, brother? Tell us what's I understand you have a wonderful play that is being planned for August 17th.
Oh, absolutely, Larry, and thanks for having me, man. We got a hilarious play. It's really a Christian play. It's a romantic comedy. It's called Divorce and Us. And it's about a separated husband and wife who are meeting to plan their divorce in what is supposed to be a smart and amicable manner. But the bottom falls out. And God steps in and saves their marriage. That's pretty much what the whole play is about. But it is too funny because we deal with all of those issues and dynamics that the average couple will actually go through, and we make it funny. Like, for example, some of those heated arguments that you have with your spouse, You know, we do that and we make it hilarious, but at the same time, we show you you, and we show you how you behave, and we show you how you can kind of make some sense and some love out of it.
So
a really, really good play.
So what is what do we want to accomplish? Do we want them not to get a divorce at the end, or what are we saying?
No, we do not want the divorce. And basically, we're showing that a relationship has to have God in it. You know,
okay.
That's our number one focus, because when we try to do it ourselves, you know, we make a lot of mistakes. And it, to me, it's very sad and unfortunate when two people that actually belong together, they break up and then they go and take their suitcases and stuff somewhere else, and then you got a whole nother situation, you know, but they actually belong together. And so we're trying to show that how God has to be a major part of a relationship in order for it to work.
So it's not all about flesh.
Absolutely.
Not all about self.
No, not that's just a part of it, but we gotta have God. And what we want to do is we want to restore and inspire and encourage relationships, especially marriages. And so we just basically do this play to show you, basically everywhere we've gone to show this play. We've been in South Florida, we've been some parts of Georgia, we've been out to Shreveport, and everybody says the same thing to us after the show, you know. And that's really what I really, really appreciate, because they understand, they get the point that we make, that we're really trying to be of encouragement to a relationship, and we're trying to support healthy marriages and healthy relationships.
So Barry, what do they say after the show?
Well, you know what? This one man said to me, he came up to me, he said, you know, brother, you mowed everybody's lawn, but this one right here. And I
had never
heard that term like that.
I have never heard that term before
either. What I think he was saying is that it's cheaper to keep her.
another slang phrase.
Okay. All right, Barry. So, hey, man, thanks for coming on. Let the folks know how they can get tickets and so forth, you know, the location and all of that type of good stuff.
Yeah, tickets are sold at eventbrite.com. And the word, the title of the play is Divorce, the letter N, and the word Us. DivorceNUs.com. We also have a website, DivorceNUs.com. And then I have my own personal website, BarrySMcLeod.com. My last name is spelled MCLEOD. So on BarrySMcLeod.com and DivorceNUs.com, there are links that take you to eventbrite.com.
Okay, so Barry, are you appearing on the show by yourself, or you got someone else on with you, or how does that work?
No, I'm going to be on the stage, and I'm telling you, we're going to bring it to you.
Okay.
So you're not,
we're going to bring it.
You're not bringing Barry White along, are you?
I'm gonna
tell you,
if he tell me he's coming, I
might
have to cancel the show.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on and sharing with us this morning on the Empowerment Hour. We look forward to the show next weekend, and have a great weekend, and we hope that you have much success with your divorce and us.
Thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Okay, we're back at the Empowering Hour again. And it's always something, we need some levity in our lives. And as we try to hear on the show is, have a little fun. Life isn't all about, the politics and the drudgery that we face in our everyday lives. And, we got to have some joy. And that's what God placed us here for, to have some joy and along the trials and tribulations that we go through on an everyday basis. So what else we got on the docket this morning, Jarman?
Yeah, Dr. Jarman.
Well, again, just want to highlight just a positive note that was in the news about the schools in Duval that received technology grants.
Oh, good.
And
were these some more of those A schools getting the squeaky wheel gets the oil?
Actually, no. None of the ones who were awarded these funds were A schools. They were either B, C, or D schools. So
great.
That's good to help those schools that need that extra support or those resources in order to reach those students. Technology is here, and it's, you know, this is the innovative world that we live in, and those jobs are going to be competitive once those kids are in the work field, and they need to be cultivated in that now so that
But the new schools that we're going to build will certainly have all the technology.
We hope, Doc.
Bells and whips.
yeah, we should. They should. And as John pointed out, one of the things that we're failing to realize, I think, in some of our communities is that technology is here to stay. It's not going away. So you know, get your head out the sand, because you need to learn and be participatory. Every time I look around, folks are talking about, hey, you know, the robots are taking our jobs. Well, learn how to build the robots then.
You have to adapt to what's coming, and you have a job opportunity.
Right.
Another job opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know, so when one goes away, then there's another one. So,
well, you know, it's old saying that when God closes one window, another door opens up. So, you know, stop going on these pity parties and start, you know, creative and doing what you need to do to make yourself reliable and dependable in this new age of technology.
Well, Larry, is this a good time to mention the fact that, unfortunately, we're at 98 homicides?
Yeah, that's a good time to mention that, Doc.
That's a good time.
That's a good time.
No,
wait a minute, 98?
98. I'm really, I've been blessed in that I was able to spend a week on vacation with my family and, you know, not watching TV and all of the bad news. And, you know, I get back and, oh, my God. You know, now what we're doing, we have a vigil now. Who's going to be the 100?
Right.
The 100.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That it is, what are we doing? I mean, every Saturday I want to mention that we need to stop the shooting.
There you go.
I don't understand. Well, why are we shooting each other?
These shootings are taking place in Jacksonville and not Jacksonville Beach. And I saw on the news that Jacks Beach, they use live cameras. And wouldn't live cameras be a good preventative measure for these high crime areas instead of just shot spotters?
Well, John, I think we go to a point where we're talking about, when we talk about this, is that there's a difference in policing and then, you know, arresting. Okay, so shot spotters allow for the police to come find out who shot, it's a reaction rather than being proactive. And live cameras are proactive. So it tells you where the dollars are being spent and how they're being used to police areas versus going and finding areas where the police are doing the arresting. So, you know, it's all, you know, part of the deal. You know, who are we going to police and who are we going to arrest?
Wow. So you said we're already up to...
And we've got 98 deaths, homicides. Is that what it is, Doc?
That's what it is.
And this is only August.
Well, because of the... not because of these shootings, but because of the recent mass shootings, and we definitely want to offer our condolences to those families, families of those victims and those that were involved in those shootings. But there are some companies that have decided to develop bullet-resistant backpacks for kids.
Oh, man, come on.
We had a big laugh about that last night, man. Okay, so how many backpacks are they going to sell? You know, I applaud the marketing ingenuity there, because they're going to sell a lot of those backpacks for $100
or
so.
$100. They're over $100 per backpack.
Yeah. I mean, just think about the psyche now.
Yeah.
A young child walking around knowing that going to class that he has a bullet
right.
resistant, and then also knowing that one of the teachers in that school may be armed.
Right.
So
right.
So now we're going to have to be careful about throwing those spitballs.
they throw other things now.
Well, because you can
anymore.
Feel threatened. If it's a large enough spitball.
You're right, though. You're right. Some of those spitballs we used to throw were pretty large and had a good sting to it. And if you're already intimidated as an instructor, you know, you might say, I'm going to retaliate before they hit me.
Well,
just like the girl that licked the ice cream, if you put saliva on somebody, you could get arrested, and that could be a felony charge. So I don't think they want to do that either.
But you know what's interesting? Last year, this time, we had 72 murders.
Oh, okay. So, wow, really?
72. So, we are actually...
18 more?
What is that? That's 27 from 9. 26.
Oh, wow.
Man, my math, you know.
Yeah, that's
it. I was trying to... arithmetic.
He has that good Burke County education. Burke County Public School, thank you.
So, sadly, we're 26 murders ahead of this time last year. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the fact how many police officers we've hired. I mean, and just think about the money that we put into the sheriff's budget.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not against money in the sheriff's budget.
Right.
But I'm saying, at what point do we see a decrease
in the
number of homicides with the millions of dollars that we're spending?
Absolutely.
Yet we can't even come together to build new schools for our children.
Say that.
I mean, what are the messages we're sending to our kids?
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. That's not important. The kids' education is not important unless they go to a charter school.
All right.
The deal is.
So, hey, guys, we're going to come back after this break. This is Praise 107.9 FM, 904-831-1079, and we're going into the entrepreneur corner. And if you're out there, you have a small business, you want to get some advertising promotions for your business, call in 904-831-1079. It's no cost to you at this point, so, you know, take advantage of it. Promote your business. We can't grow our businesses unless we have new customers. So get on the line. The lines are open, 904-831-1079. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
So amazing, so amazing. Your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God? So amazing, so amazing. Is overwhelming. How awesome is our God?
Oh, yeah. So overwhelming. Oh God.
Oh God.
Come on, New Breed, sing. You love me.
You love.
You love.
You love.
And no boundary.
And no boundary.
Hey.
Come
on, Yolanda, sing it.
You have.
All right, hey, we're back on the Empowerment Hour. Boy, if you could hear some of the things, that's off the air, but it's all good. And hey, we're in the entrepreneur corner. If you're a small business owner and want to share information about your business, it's 904-831-1079, and you can be on the air just like Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen. You got the whole family there with you.
I do. We're all here together. It's exciting this morning.
Yep. We actually had Councilman Joyce Morgan came by the store this week. We moved the boutique inside of Regency Square Mall. Every day is a sale day, so come check us out. We near the food court, so when you park in the back, we're the first boutique to the far left.
All right. Well, congratulations on the new spot and congratulations on the new area of Arlington. Yes. That's always good to see growth in that area. Mm-hmm. It's an area that needs it, and I understand that the council person in that district, Joyce Morgan, is doing a great job, and apparently business and the economics of that area is growing again.
Yeah, because we have a lot, especially Afro-Americans, opening up shops, especially in the food court area. So Reese Mall is coming back, and they gave me a green light to do some events there. So I'm excited with the opportunity that's going to position for me and my wife in the new location in the Reese Square Mall area.
Oh, yeah, I understand, Michael, you had a very successful event over at the Confederate statue in Hemingway Plaza, right?
He just starts off great.
You could not see the Confederate statue because we had over 2,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can see the statue for that, but we did a tribute to Luther. We talked about you guys did a great job and let me promote it. So definitely I appreciate what you guys give small businesses this platform to talk about the events. I'm getting ready, and Dr. Danford, you attended. I'm getting ready to do the Taste of the Holidays, where we feature top chefs, caterers. So if any chef, caterer, or restaurant trying to get out there, give me a call. We could showcase you at the Taste of the Holiday, which is going to take place December 7th. So you can call me at 904-625-7937, 904-625-7937. And we will advertise the Taste of the Holidays on the same radio station you guys are on. And then all my events are televised on TV as well.
All right. Okay. Well, Michael, thank you for always sharing your information and being a part of the Empowerment Hour. Yeah. This is Praise 107.9 FM, 904-831-1079. So thank you. And we'll be looking forward to checking out your boutique and your upcoming events. So take care.
Yeah, I understand. Speaking of Regency, my wife brought me a potato from this potato place in the mall. And
potato?
Yeah, baked potato.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is it a sweet potato or a regular
potato? No, it's
potato.
A regular potato. Okay. With shrimp.
I need some sweet potatoes.
Shrimp.
It had shrimp in it, so it was a loaded potato.
Loaded potato.
With shrimp in it?
Oh, man, I tell you, that thing was good, too.
Yeah.
By the time I got home and I stuck it about 30 seconds in the microwave, man, boom.
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to say you stuck a little hemp in there.
No.
All right, we have another call.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got distracted there.
All right, Nashawn. All right, good morning.
Good morning. This is Nashawn Nix. I wanted to shout out our job fair, Work Your Dream, Friday, August the 16th at the Wells Fargo Building, 1601 North Main Street.
Oh, great.
Okay, all right. August the 16th, you said?
Yes.
And what type of program is it?
This is a job fair entitled Work Your Dream.
Work Your Dream, okay.
Reason being because the only thing that comes from a dream is sleep. If you want it to come alive, you must work it. And we have JEA is going to be there, Jacksonville Fire and Rescue, JSO. We got some great employers, Eckers Workforce Development, Global Freight and Commerce. We also have staffing agencies that are going to be in the house, and we want our people working. We want our people gainfully employed. And let's shift from the murder capital to the earning capital.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Okay, so can you tell the community what do they need to bring to be prepared for this job?
Yes, dress to impress. Once again, if you don't have a three-piece suit, that's fine. Maybe some slacks and a nice button-up shirt for my fellas, a nice blouse or a dress for our ladies. The key thing is we need you to show up ready to work. Like I said, this is not a moment to be going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to make a commitment. The babies are back in school. The teenagers are back in school. The college students are back in school. And now we need our adults working.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, what to give us the information one more time, the date, the place, and the time?
All right. It's Friday, August the 16th.
Friday, August 16th.
10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
10:30 to 1:30.
At the Wells Fargo building, 1601 North Main Street.
Okay, the Wells Fargo building.
That's up at the Historic
Springfield Learning Center. That the Urban League has a spot right there on the second floor, I believe. So, yeah,
yes,
get over there and pointed out, go out, be dressed for success. Are they hiring on the spot?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, we got three phases, job training, job placement, and direct hire.
Okay, so
do you recommend those that are smoking the marijuana, Mary Jane, that not to show up? Is that what
we're... Listen, we need you working. If you got a habit, you need an honest living to feed that habit.
There you go. Thank you for that, brother. Hey, you gotta have some money to buy this stuff, right? So there we go.
Okay.
All right. But that's a good thing. Thank you, man, so much for calling in next Friday at the Historic Springfield Center, 10:30 to 1:30. So get out and get a job if you don't have one. If you're looking to upgrade your job situation,
yeah,
go out there as well. Dress for success. Thank you for calling in this morning.
And you know, Larry,
right? And had that resume ready.
Right. Yeah,
I know. But you have people showing up looking for jobs and knowing that they've smoked some pot. You mm-hmm. can't do it. You will get a drug test.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you can't. And I hear you can drink stuff, and you know that, so it won't show up in your urine and stuff, right?
Okay, well,
Well,
it's legalized. Since hemp is legalized now, there are going to be some changes to some of these marijuana charges that people and convictions that people have attained, as well as some of the drug sniffing dogs may not be used anymore. And the police there are going to be some changes in how they search suspects, because I guess you can't tell the difference between the hemp that has, I guess, the low THC versus the one doesn't.
Right.
So, as a result of that,
differentiate.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're
going
to
eliminate the rule altogether. So
if you can't smell it, then you're not going to be arrested.
It smells the same. It all smells the same.
Even if you can smell it now, they are not arresting folks. So
what if you have your card in your pocket, the marijuana card?
That's well and fine. Even if you don't,
yeah, right, because hemp is legalized.
They're relaxing the laws. That's what they're doing and across the state. I was reading, we were in Miami, where even if you know, the Miami police aren't even issuing citations now for small amounts of marijuana.
I would suggest you do that in Jacksonville.
I would suggest that you do it, too.
Well, they're just informing the community on a lot of changes that are taking place locally as well as statewide. But I want to take an opportunity to give Harvest Intervention Services a plug. I do our promotions at no cost on the Empowerment Hour. We are accepting new patients for psychological testing as well as counseling. You know, we're back to school, and we're getting a lot of calls for parents wanting their kids tested, possibly for dyslexia or being gifted. And so we're accepting new patients for that, as well as they're coming in for counseling because, you know, our adolescents and our kids, they deal with some issues. They do. They have a lot of depression. I mean, it's real. It's out here, and they're crying out for help. So if you want some support, some guidance, you can give Harvest Intervention Services a call at 904-595-6516 or visit harvestinterventions.com.
What about PTSD? I hear a lot of advertising now. you know, certainly for veterans, but veterans aren't the only ones, you know,
who suffer from
PTSD. So
absolutely
is
not.
That is, can you identify, can you help those individuals that may be impacted by PTSD?
Yes, we have licensed professionals.
Trauma?
Yes, we have licensed clinical psychologists and licensed mental health counselors and even just trained professionals who are able to address some of those challenges. And PTSD, you're right, is not just for veterans. Children suffer from PTSD as well.
Okay. And with that, we're going to start wrapping up the show. Jarman, in reference to the Harvest deal, Doc, they do have, they are taking veterans, and Harvest is using licensed psychologists, doctorates, and so forth. So we have to, let's support our business, even though it's a non-traditional business that Harvest Intervention is. It's also a small business that's on the grow, the high growth level, and we need to support them just like we do others. So this is Praise 107.9 AFM, the Empowerment Hour. Dr. Richard Danford from the president of Jacksonville Urban League, John Lightning, president of First Thursday and Harvest Intervention. This is Larry Williams. We'll see you next Saturday morning.